How many U.S. workers does it take to make a light bulb? None. Now that GE just closed its last light bulb factory in Winchester, Virginia. In spite of GE turning its back on America, Obama just appointed General Electric's CEO Jeffrey Immelt as chairman of his new Council on Jobs. At his appointment last Friday, Immelt said, "We need a country that builds things again." Ha, ha, ha. Why don't you practice what you preach, Mr. Immelt? Just look at the top of any GE light bulb where it's printed, "Made in Mexico." How about your GE microwave, "Made in Malaysia"? The motor in your GE refrigerator, "Made in India." And GE's new energy-saving compact fluorescent, "Made in China." In fact, Immelt and his top Jewish board member, James Tisch, of Lowe's Department Stores, both supported legislation for GE's new energy-saving compact fluorescent to be made in China by Chinese workers, putting millions of U.S. workers out of their jobs. And so, another Obama fraud that he's good for the economy is being played to the hilt by the Jewish-owned press and media. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we support and bolster those millions of Americans who are sick and tired of the lies coming out of the Zionist-controlled White House. We can have a country that builds things again if we tax all the light bulbs, microwaves, and motors coming out of China, Mexico, Malaysia, and India. Put that in your Jobs Council pipe, Mr. Immelt, and smoke it. Then all the big shots at GE, like Immelt and his Jewish enabler, James Tisch, of Lowe's Department Stores, will dance to our tune. We ain't gonna fall for your jobs BS anymore.